SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
And here we go. We are in.
Rob Savage, Savage Robert.
Is on Christian McCaffrey. Ooh, we're going to get rid of that sound.
Yeah.
There's Justin like Jefferson. It. And Bogman is up.
I am up. You know what? I'm going to go with Jamar Chase here. I haven't taken many wide receivers, but I did recently move him above because, I mean, look, him and Jefferson are clearly the top two. Welsh, yeah. Eckler. I
took Austin Eckler. Yeah, I got him at three here. Makes sense for me to go with that. I mean, I probably would have taken Chase had you taken Eckler. That's what my top four looks like. Followed up with Bijan to Kyle at five, Saquon six. We're now at Allen, who goes Travis Kelce, half point PPR here. So I don't know, pretty standard-ish stuff. There goes Tyreek Hill. I'm trying to think if there's anything. No, I mean, Cooper Kupp is falling, but he fell to me in the flex league, like we talked about, down to eight. So there you go. There,
that makes me nervous, man. It's not just the hamstring. I know people worry about the hamstring. It's the fact that if he gets hurt and the Rams are 1-7. What is the incentive to bring him back as well? You know, that team is terrible. They're going to be losing a lot. And I don't know if that O-line can hold Matt Stafford up the whole year. So yeah, I'm nervous about Kupp.
I get that. I just don't buy too much in the NFL as far as like players wanting to sit. Like these players also have contract incentives. So like they're not going to let, like quarterbacks are different to me than wide receivers. So I don't know. Nick Chubb went 10. Derrick Henry, 11. The wheel Braun took Lamb and Pollard, which is pretty good. It's a very Homer Dallas side, but I do love those picks. AJ Brown is the second pick in the second round, followed by Diggs. So we're coming down the list here. I've got a running back. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's not going to be there, but that would be one of those situations where I'm like, F it.
Dude, he fell to the third round in my flex draft. So there's a shot that he falls.
Well,
Josh Jacobs went ahead of him, Nick.
There goes Josh Jacobs.
I'm more nervous about Jacobs. I mean, at least Taylor's with the team. I still think he's using the ankle as an excuse to stay on the pup because he doesn't want to, you know, he still wants a trade, but he ain't getting it.
There goes Stevenson. Well, interesting. I mean, I have four players I want, and I'm three picks away. I've got the three wide receivers, Adams, St. Brown, and Garrett Wilson, and Jonathan Taylor's on there. So I'm taking one of those four. There goes Jonathan Taylor, so it won't be a running back then, apparently. Which I kind of hate because I would like to take one, but I think the wideouts are probably just too good.
He got one up here first. So
I really want Garrett Wilson, if I'm being honest.
And oh,
bingo.
That's Barrow.
I hate your face.
Barrow doing it again. I moved him, like I randomized and then I looked. I would rather be next to you, even though it's going to cause me more editing, most likely, as we get deeper into this.
Get him out of these drafts. And there goes Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's always the first one to sign up.
I know. Why stop being such a good Army member. I know. Yeah. He's such a good dude, but he's a scumbag. So I'm going to take Davante Adams at the end of the second round pretty easy. So
you know I'm taking Najee and Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I know you're taking Najee there. So.
And Aaron Jones.
Davante Adams, Najee. So I got running back, wideout. You have wideout running back. What are you looking to do coming back? Because you're helping four picks.
100% Aaron Jones. And there he goes.
And there he goes. That's who I wanted to. And I was hoping to go 100% in another direction.
All right. Well, Waddle was my second one. And there he goes.
Yeah, there is Etienne and Waddle, both also on my list. So this is fun. Two picks and you're up. There goes Patrick Mahomes, first quarterback.
My next player is T. Higgins, but I don't want Chase and Higgins.
Why not?
I just don't want to do that to myself.
That you were like highly against that.
I'm not that against that, but with my first two of my first three picks, I don't
know. Tight ends, Mark Andrews. You better get him if you want him.
Give me Ken Walker.
Okay. I mean, I couldn't be happier about that because Olave's still on the board. So I'm going to smash take Chris. Oh, I didn't even realize you put this as, I don't know if, did you realize you put this as two wide out, two flex? You did not. That's the sound of not realizing.
What an idiot.
That so it is too wide out, too flex.
I definitely did not do that. I forgot to hit save or something. Yeah. I don't why.
Well, that's what we're doing. So that's the setup. Great. But I got two great wide outs here.
And a kicker and a defense.
And
it didn't
say
it didn't save any of my settings. So that's great.
Nope. That's fun. Is this PPR? Is this standard league? What's the format here?
It's half.
There goes Joe Mixon and T. Higgins. I will say I didn't realize this before. Two wide out. I don't know if I would have prioritized going heavy two wide out, but well, I mean, like
the
having
two flexes kind of is the same though.
It is
it's still going to be one wide out and one running back at flex. So,
yeah. So we had T. Higgins, Devontae Adams, Jahmyr Gibbs, and then Josh Allen just went. So we are the back half of the third round. Breece Hall has not gone. He's falling. Wide receivers are pretty standard right now. And we've only had one quarterback go and one tight end. So just keep that in mind. The flex league had no tight ends. It had a flex position of wide receiver or tight end.
Interesting. I definitely did not draft my own team. So
two quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Mark Andrews. I almost didn't because I waited 40 minutes and then the draft just started without being notified.
Cool. At least I asked the first person if they're ready.
I had three industry people hit me up though. None of them were Jake, but it was who the hell was it? Stamful texted me. And then John Legaza DM'd me and I'm completely forgetting the third person, but they're like, it started. And I'm like, oh my God, there goes Calvin Ridley to end the third round. So now we're on the wheel of the fourth here. If you guys are wondering where I'm at, there goes Lamar Jackson. Well, I'm not in quarterback now, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I had queued up Hurts, but obviously he went and then Lamar went and Fields went. Holy crap. I'm not.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Yeah. Man, looking at the running backs, I kind of like that. I mean, I got to go running back here because we only have the two wideouts. I don't like the quarterbacks. I mean, there's no, and Andrews went, so I don't know if I would take Hawkinson here. So I'm probably going to focus on running back. But none of them are good that's left. Breece is falling. I do like Dobbins. I do like Miles Sanders. And then you're just kind of dropping in the tier of the running backs that are available. So there goes DK Metcalf. So I might have to go upside in Breece Hall here. I kind of think Dobbins is going to be at the top of my list if we can get there. And then Miles Sanders, but I know people don't like Miles like I like him. I hate all these players though.
I'm so mad about the settings thing that I didn't hit save on, but it really is like when you think of it, yes, you can't go running back. I think most people are going to have a running back at flex and then a wide receiver as the other flex or two wide receivers. So it kind of works out as the same.
It just devalues the wideouts. That's all it does. It devalues the wideouts position.
And I took one first. So there you go. I mean, there's a kicker and a defense in here as well. So obviously didn't save any of my stuff.
So Debo Hopkins, I was thinking about Joe Burrow and I don't have to think about that anymore because he just went 7-4-6. So we got Barrow, Kyle, and then me. I don't know, man.
Barrow has no idea what I want, but he might still take him. He did not. Okay. You and Kyle. That's all I have to. I mean, you can tell me who you want because you're a pick ahead of me. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there might be
super sneaky secret guy.
Keenan might have been one of them. I mean, in these flex, like I did in the flex league, like I want to kind of promote running backs a little bit more. I'm tempted to take Breece here, even though I dropped him down. I just don't know how much further he needs to go down. You know what?
Phrasing.
I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go Breece.
All right. I'm going to go with Hawkinson here. Get my tight end because I have moved him ahead of Kittle with the adductor.
Yeah, I figured.
And For my next trick.
There goes Amari Cooper.
I think I'm going to go with Miles Sanders.
Come on.
Sorry.
You don't even like Miles Sanders.
You know what? You're right. I'll take James Conner.
Yeah, you hate him. Yeah, you love James Conner. James Conner fell so far in that draft. There goes Kittle. So Madison, Kittle. Chad's got one pick in front of Boggs. So what that
does mean
is...
You know what's crazy about Conner, real quick, is that since 2020, he has like the fifth most games played as a running back. He has more games played than Derrick Henry.
How many times is that on the worst offense in the NFL?
I mean, not often, but also like, what is the worst offense in the NFL? Which also one of the worst.
You could take Miles, by the way, because I'm going to take J.K. Dobbins. I forgot.
That's all right. I'm going to take Conner. So,
all right. I think I'm going to go with Dubins here because I forgot Dobbins is still there. So,
yeah, the rankings in Sleeper are a little more mixed up than I initially thought. So, good picks there. So, confidence level of your three RBs, two wideout build so far?
I feel actually pretty good. Like, because I was able to get Dobbins, like Dobbins can be my RB2, and then Breece is more like an RB3. And I'll be honest with you, with this like double super flex type of thing, it does also give me the flexibility if good wideouts keep dropping. Because look at this running back run that just happened. We just have Akers, Cook. Four of the six picks in this round have been RBs. I have three. And if you look at the core of wide receivers, there's some great wideouts left.
We started the run.
I actually feel like I'm ahead of it. I will tell you this. There goes Miles Sanders. If Kyle Pitts or Waller come back to me, I think I'm going to take them. Dude, DeAndre Swift just went six straight running backs. I never have good tight ends, and I kind of would like to have one finally. And there goes from Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin was like, if Connor goes one pick ahead of me to Chad, that was going to be my guy. Yeah. T-Mac.
There goes DJ Moore.
Yeah. Now the wide receiver run, because that's what I want coming back. I only have one. Because it took Hawkinson, I have the three running backs in Harris, Walker, and Connor. So it's Chase and Hawkinson, and then the three backs for me so far.
There goes Kamara. Kamara would have been actually a really good one.
So you said like
goes Javonte.
Tight end is what you want here pretty much, right? You want Pitts or Waller?
Not necessarily. Well, I mean, I actually really wanted DJ Moore, but he didn't fall back. There goes Chris Godwin. I'm not enamored with the wideouts that are here. There's a couple I like. Like if London is there, I'm probably taking London. But
I think the stack is pretty big of these wideouts for sure.
Yeah, but I would like the option to have at least one of those tight ends there, because every build I ever do, it's a garbage tight end. I'd like to see what one of my builds look like with a semi good one. I also wanted Burrow. I wish I would have got Burrow because I could have had a higher end quarterback. That's not happening again. So it's a possibility I might go tight end quarterback just to kind of shore it up, because I'm pretty good on my starters. There goes Ayuk and then Dallas Goedert. So there's one of the tight ends. There goes Rashad White. Dude, running backs are going insane right now. There goes Herbert.
Yeah, it's like Herbert and Lawrence or Waite pretty much at QB at this point.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I mean, that is what's going to happen with me. If Lawrence goes, I'm not going to take Lawrence here, but if he goes, then I'm just going to go in the other direction. There goes Judy. And there's just a couple other running backs with the dual flex. Yeah, you better hope London doesn't go, because I might take Pacheco.
I know I have three running backs, dude.
Yeah, I'll take a fourth because I've got there goes Lawrence. So that answers that. Son of a bitch.
And it's gone.
Oh man, it'd be terrible if London went one pick in front of you.
Oh, then I would take Pacheco. I'm not gonna cry about it. Come on, Kyle, take a Packer. No Packers left. Take AJ Dillon. You have no Packers. How are you going to live? Six, five, four.
Come on, Kyle.
Three. Incoming excuse.
Herbert.
Khalil Herbert. Wow. Khalil Herbert just went over.
Pacheco. Herbert is moving up. Moving up boards.
Oh, man. I mean, I like London, but you know what?
You sound like you're from London.
Can you get some towels for me, please? I'm really losing a lot of blood. You sound like you're from London.
I'm going to take Pacheco.
Yeah.
The wide receiver core is so much better than the RBs.
Give me Michael Pittman.
Yeah, it makes sense. But if you want a running back, you better get it now. Like, this is what you got to get these RBs.
Yeah, I'm going to take, if Gibson comes back to me, that's who I want.
There goes Dave Montgomery. That's a good one. Probably I got Gibson, I think, is my
first
fourth RB. I don't think anyone would have taken Pittman. I think you should have. But
yeah.
Savage has Kirk. Three running backs, so you might be safe. You got to avoid Chad. And nope. Oh my God.
It was Savage.
Mm. Yep.
I don't regret this, but I both rue and lament it.
Dalvin?
Nah.
Or are you just so anti-Dalvin?
No, I completely anti-Dalvin.
Oh, there goes Kyle Pitts.
Who do I want?
Ducks on you,
player. I don't want anybody here. I'm going to take Justin Tucker.
I thought you were being real for a second. I almost bought that. I'm not gullible right now.
Give me Dylan. I don't like any of the options here.
I'm going to take Lund. I'm passing on Waller. This is so stupid, right?
Take Waller, dude. What are you doing?
Because London is a good value. And wideouts. He does share a bye, though, with Olave. Let me look at the other wideouts. It's only a 2 wideout setup.
I don't even see the timer on this one, by the way.
Oh, I have.
Do you even have a timer?
You know what? I'm going to go with Waller. I never do the tight ends. I'm going to finally have a tight end build. 7-4. I'll pass on London. I will not get him, but there are still a few good wideouts. Yes, I do see the clock.
Oh, I see it. Usually it's just at the top. It's not like on the pick itself. So that's why I was missing it. I'm like, where's the timer? Hey, right, our so boy Gobier got the job, by the way.
I know. I saw that.
That's awesome.
That's good. All right. Kyle taking every moment he possibly can. And he takes London. I mean, I don't care now. That doesn't
matter. Yeah, I know. It's just funny that you had the self-argument and then the next player was him.
Yeah. It's even funny that it took every second of the clock. That made me laugh inside. There goes Zach Charbonnet. That's where we're at. 7th round Charbonnet. Woof. Dalvin Cook, though, nobody is touching.
Yeah, I don't blame him, man, because it's like if Breeze comes back and not even healthy by week one, right? Let's just say he's 100% by week 6. That's still most of the season that Breeze Hall is over Dalvin Cook. So if you're drafting Dalvin Cook, I think it's either as a handcuff to Breeze, right? So you would be the guy.
Yeah, if he comes back, he'll go before he comes back. Yeah, there's no chance he's there. So.
Yeah, I don't think he comes back to you. But I think that like it's a good idea if you're the Breeze, if you are rostering Breeze to take Dalvin Cook. But
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
On the other side, like, if you're taking Dalvin Cook, you're rooting against Hall, or at least you think Hall is not going to be ready at all at this point. And there he goes to our current Jets fan.
We had Charbonnet, P. Ryan, Rashad Penny, Evan Ingram, and then Dalvin Cook just went 7-10. That's his number 2 running back, I want to point out, too, because that is what Famous usually does.
He always does this with RBs. Yeah.
It's his build.
You know, what week do you think Famous gives up on the Jets this year?
Oh, I don't know.
He gave up like week 8 last year and then was a Ravens fan for the rest of the year.
And then Devin Achane just went at the end of the 7th. I don't care.
I almost took Achane. Why are you being so mean? What's your problem?
It's not about him. I just like, we're in a draft. I don't know. He's Jets. I don't know what Jets. Jets fans are going to be fine. They have Aaron Rodgers. They have great running backs. They're going to be fine all year. I'm going to have Brock Purdy and get hurt. And then Sam Darnold is my quarterback and Trey Lance working with the scout team. So, I mean, I don't care.
No sympathy.
No sympathy whatsoever.
No sympathy.
Take as many non-running backs as you want. That's what he does. He took Mike Williams. There you go. Dalvin Cook's is number 2, but keep going. Nick is up.
Why are you so mad?
I'm not mad at all. I literally don't care. But you're just like, let's talk about Famous and the Jets. Like, I don't care about the Jets. They're having everything go good for them. Screw them.
All right.
Screw the Jets. Garrett Wilson. Breeze Hall. Dalvin Cook. Aaron Rodgers. By the way, is your team going to make the playoffs? I saw somebody posting is this true? Every single year under Mike Tomlin, the Steelers have made the playoffs. That's not true.
No, that's not true. They finished over 500 every single year. Mike Tomlin.
So they are the lying ass liars.
9-8 last year did not make the playoffs.
Oh, so it's over 500.
Over 500 is the record, not the playoffs. Yeah.
Mike Williams, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Mike Evans, Jahan Dotson.
Ooh.
Dotson. Who are you going for here?
I mean, Addison is always on my mind, but I don't think I'm going to get through Kyle and Barrow. I might take your boy Deontay.
No, damn it.
Barrow takes
well, that's
him,
who I so wanted, but never all right. mind.
That's, you know, I know what you're doing right now, and I don't like it.
So, oh, Tua just went. So I will take Dotson.
Addison, you mean?
Addison. I'm sorry. I said Dotson. I was looking at Jahan Dotson's name, Jordan Addison, as I take
him. I mean, I don't like him that much, but I'll take a number one, Marquise Brown.
Yeah, he was on the short list. So a lot of quarterbacks are gone. There goes Jamal Williams. Ooh. What are you doing coming back?
I'm going to take Juju. Barrow's not in front of me, so he should be there for Chaddy is in
Chad
front.
Is a yeah.
I just can't imagine.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yeah, I've got sniped on Juju like three drafts in a row, but don't you put phone down, Welsh.
No, I just like I can't imagine it's like
Yeah, you're right.
The always sunny
setting.
Theme.
Yeah. Chat.
Oh my god.
Savage lives up to his name.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Oh, and there was my guy, Gabe Davis. So never mind.
Did my boy Sutton go? He did not. All right. Way better than Juju.
Let's damn it. That. You noticed
sorry,
that.
Buddy.
Damn it.
Yeah, I did not. He's way down the board here.
I was really hoping you weren't going to see that.
I think I'm driving up the cost on Sutton a little bit. You know.
It's only two wideouts. I have a third. I'm going to take Jameson Williams.
It's another good pick.
I'm going to take him because he's a bench. I only have to start two wideouts. Yeah. I've got great running backs. This makes all the sense in the world for what we have readjusted to a 12-team half PPR flex-based draft, which is fine. Yeah. I think it's actually
definitely
good
to raise my blood pressure every time you mention it, so that's good.
Yeah, I can't believe I messed that up. I mentioned to you doing a draft like this, and you're like, nah, nobody does this. And it's like, oh, we're just inadvertently doing it anyway, so...
with a kicker and a defense.
With the kicker and the defense.
I mean, it didn't take any of my, like the rot, the point stuff, it kept. But the roster stuff, it was like, nah, you didn't hit save in time or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
we had Tank Bigsby, Zay Flowers, Tyler Algier.
Bigsby was in my queue for sure.
So we are in the middle of the ninth round right now.
Is there a secret running back down here somewhere or a secret player?
Dude, I've been seeing Beckham go so high in drafts. He just went
9-8.
I don't
understand that. He's made a couple nice plays in camp and everything, but I don't know. Zay has been better than him in camp. Bateman is getting healthy. Andrews is still the number one target, and they're having a big focus on throwing the ball to the running backs in camp. So, like, I don't know. How many more plays can this team get in here with Todd Monken as the OC instead of Greg Roman, last year. I mean, I know Roman plays it at a slow pace and everything, but come on, you know.
Greg Norton.
I almost said Greg Norman, like the golfer. So there goes Roshan.
Okay. Roshan and Elliott. So we had, this is another half the round was running backs, half was actually wide receiver, and Elliott ended out. So Braun has taken four running backs, two of his last three, and he is the 12 wheel. And he is go away to Baton right here.
Go away to Baton.
I'll tell you who I want, who I made a mistake, especially
who you really, really up. Want.
Elijah Mitchell. I forgot, and this is the thing with the rooms, I want Sky Moore. Sky Moore is still out
way
there.
Down
I
there,
took,
huh?
I took Jameson over Sky Moore. I shouldn't have done that. And I'm praying these guys want to stack up their running backs. I am very good at running back right now. So have at it. Give me Sky Moore, please.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Purdy, please.
Purdy, please.
But
man, I'm
famous could be a problem.
I know one of the picks that I want here. Who else do I have my queue? It's not a bad one.
He took the other one, Kadarius Toney. Ooh, I feel like that's going to get like Sky Moore on the, damn it.
On the radar for people?
People are going to be like, where's Sky Moore? Because Toney just went, God
where's
damn
Ja?
It.
Where is Ja?
There's Elijah Moore.
Don't you guys need tight ends?
Now that last name. That should bring up Sky Moore for people.
There's
too.
One. Oh no, yeah, it went cheap and then it went more. No. All right, there's Firemuth. I gotta dodge three bullets here. Alan, I think you need a tight end.
You know what's gonna happen here. Oh, it's God, Barrow. Took it's this he pick took right here is Sky Moore. There's right
Barrow
there.
You, I told you piece of
He's here to ruin our drafts. That is
so
what he's
sick
here
of
for.
Him. God.
Okay, you see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizzaed. You French fry when you pizza, you're going to have a bad time.
Christ.
He's the f***ing worst.
I was talking to him. And I'm like, did you have to take Juju? He's like, I thought Juju was good. I thought he was a great pick then.
I'm sure.
And he was like, no, Hyatt. I probably could have waited on Hyatt. You know, he was like admitting that he had completely screwed me. So
he's a scumbag. See, now I've gone kind of heavy
on
wideouts.
To my guy, please.
Well, I think I know who I'm taking here. I don't know if it's going to pivot to yours. I got a couple things I want to do.
10 seconds.
I can't pass on this guy. I'm going to go Treylon Burks.
God damn it.
Yeah, sorry. Couldn't pass.
All right, I'll take Richardson.
God damn it. That's who I also wanted. Well, I wanted Richardson.
There you go.
Let's trade.
Yeah, you know what? Done. Let's trade.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Dak is still out there, and I know everyone's very anti-Dak.
All the rest
right
of
now,
these wide receivers suck, dude. Yeah, oh, my God. Okay.
Ty Chandler and Damian Harris just.
I thought Damian Harris, because I had Damian Harris on my list. So I was like, come on, man. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's not good.
How many wideouts do I have on this stupid team? Got Chase Pittman with Brown and Sutton. So I'm doing okay. All right. Well, give me my handcuff for Najee. I'll take Jalen Warren just in case here.
I'm tempted to take my handcuff with Pacheco and take McKinnon. But
not bad. Or Prince.
I don't feel obligated to Dak right now. Even though
obligation.
I don't have a quarterback. I just feel like if I don't get him and Rodgers goes, we're going to do that. I'm going to get a little handcuff action, get McKinnon, and then coming back, I'll focus
getting
on
kinky with the handcuff
whatever quarterback
action
is there. Maybe we'll take your boy Daniel Jones if Dak goes. We'll see. There goes Osborne, KJ Osborne. There goes Deuce Vaughn to Barrow.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only reason I took Richardson is I just took the upside play of QB. Also, like one of my last couple picks will be a QB as well.
Yeah. Oh, there goes Kincaid. First time I didn't have to think about it.
I have Hawkinson, so yeah. I'm doing okay there.
Did not have to think.
So we got two bench spots, a kicker, and a defense left. So
you know who's fallen out of here? So check this out. John Metchie just went. Michael Thomas is still not drafted.
Yeah. I mean.
It was Deontay Foreman. But John Metchie just went before him.
So you're I would take Thomas ahead of Metchie probably, but like.
Probably?
Yeah, just probably. I mean, here's the thing, and this is why Thomas is falling. It's because who has not been burned by Michael Thomas? There he goes to Matt.
Yeah.
Obviously,
Bateman and Thomas after four.
Michael's cousin, Matt Thomas, over here takes him. So, I mean, he has burned everybody at least once. So I think that's the reasoning behind it.
I just, at this point, it's not really a burn, but.
No, it doesn't at all.
Dobson and Joku
and if it
were
does,
just
you have
the wheel.
Cream for it. It's fine. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Where are we at? Raheem Mostert? We've only got four more rounds, but the last two are going to be kicker and defense. Boggs, I don't know if you remember, but those got left in.
Thanks.
Letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, draft assistant. I want to add a league. Going to add a little sleeper action.
Gino.
League. Gino just go?
Gino just went.
Okay. That's one of the quarterbacks. What's my name on? Oh, yeah. My name on sleeper. Is it the Welsh? Everybody knows now. I'm just adding all of this to little sync action.
I was watching Are You Garbage? And they had Tony Hawk on. He was talking about his...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
They were like, "Do you have Venmo?" And he said, "Yeah, I get the weirdest requests." And then he started looking at them. He's like, "This one said, I just pulled off an Ollie. Can I get $5?" You know,
that is not a thing I knew happened. So real quick, while this is going, let me review the picks here. We had Garrett Wilson. Thank you, Draft Wizard. Keandre Miller, Wilson. Kareem Hunt, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Cole Kmet. And then Kyle is up. So
he called Geno Smith Garrett Wilson, but it was.
Oh, sorry. Geno Smith. I'm going to take. Do I even need to take Dak here? I'm going to
Kyle is evil, just so everybody knows. Kyle's not fun. He's not a fun person. You shouldn't like him.
Damn, I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
You know,
you just took Jalen Hyatt.
Hold on. There's a guy that I really want. You know what?
You have 10 seconds.
I don't care about the quarterback thing. I'm taking Jonathan Mingo. Is just too good of a value.
Yeah,
here.
Mingo was on my queue, but I'm going to take. Let me just double check my roster and my bye week for Anthony Richardson is 11, and Daniel Jones' bye week is 13, so I can double up there.
Ooh, that was one of my backups here.
But so. Aaron Rodgers is still on the board for you.
Yeah, but so. Dak and Rodgers share. But I had someone do that twice in the last like 2 months. Someone sent me a Venmo. And they sent a request. A buck. And they asked a question and send money. I was like, that's actually pretty clever because I 100% answered him when he did that. So I was like, there you go. That's a nice little thing. So I've had a couple of those. Jacoby Myers and then Nico Collins ended out the 12th round. So now we're into the 13th. I do not have a quarterback. I'm 100% taking Dak or Aaron Rodgers. If Dak goes, I'll pivot. So there goes Justin Tucker. This is kind of dumb that we're going to get ranked on the kicker and defense on the fantasy.
Yeah,
side.
Yeah. I mean,
this is going to mess with stuff.
A little bit for sure. I don't know. 10 seconds here. I know. Yeah, I'm going to go with Jaden Reed. Just take a rookie value, like rookie shot. All normally it'd be Jalen Hyatt, but because Kyle is a mean person that no one should like.
Yeah.
You know,
struggling.
He took.
I forgot my bench is full now too, so I'm not taking a backup quarterback. I just took Dak as my starter, but in the 13th round is.
Well, I mean, I think you might be able to on Sleeper on ESPN. It's like, no, you can't even look at other players. Don't do it.
Yeah. There goes, let's see, McPherson, Tyler Boyd. So we're going to get a lot of defense and kickers in here. So this is kind of like relevant. Mm-hmm. Though, again, it will affect what the projections probably have. I don't know what degree, though.
I think the defense would more than the kicker, but, you know, we haven't done it before.
Yeah.
We've literally done no kickers or defenses, even though we've done drafts with them. We have a draft we're doing right now it's IDP, but we have kickers in there. And, like, people who are autoing in the last three rounds are getting Daniel Carlson and guys like that. So,
yeah, there goes Josh Downs. I like that pick after Kirk Cousins. So we did have a couple backup quarterback groups in here. I took two. Well, you needed to take two, but like,
yeah,
Mummert had Herbert and then he took Cousins. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you needed to do that with that group. Famous with Jalen Hurts took Geno Smith. Like, I guess it's a good value. You don't have to mess with whatever the free agent quarterbacks are, but it's not really necessary to the build. I don't care because it's not like I was stuck with some garbage. Dak is like the 13th or 14th quarterback is great. Tank Dell just went very buzzy pick right now. So now the last two rounds mostly are going to be filled with kicker and defense. And then we will look at what the end of this bad boy looks like here. There goes the Eagles defense. I'm going to probably take defense first. Whatever is left, and then I'll just take some stupid ass kicker at the end. We know that there goes Aaron Rodgers. We know Jake is probably super happy with what you've done, Bogman. He's going to disown us.
Yeah. I can't talk to you guys anymore. You did a draft with kickers. I know it was an accident, but everything in my life says I cannot talk to you guys anymore.
This is against my philosophical feelings. There goes the Patriots. I am three picks away. And like I said, I'm going to take, I might take your Steelers. Nope, I won't because Allen immediately took them. Allen's a Steeler fan, I think, though. So,
yeah.
There goes Spears. Kyle's up. I'll just take you know, maybe the Bills.
The Bills, Ravens. Yeah, they're both
Cowboys are there. I'll take the Bills. Why don't you take the Ravens there, buddy?
Yeah, pass. I'll take the Dolphins.
No? Okay.
I just can't. I have the Ravens ranked higher, but I just can't with everything about me do it. So
you know who's going to be kind of a dude is Niners Jake Moody.
Jake Moody was taken in the third round. He better be a dude.
He is a dude. He has a 60-yard field goal in some of the, I think it was a scrimmage game.
You know, offense is going to score a bunch of points.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That is true. So what do we have? The Cowboys, Lions, Elliot. I mean, what are we doing? Like, just make your effing picks, guys. I mean, like 30 seconds to take your defense or kicker. Who cares? Chad must be making barbecue. Oh, nope. All that time for Tyler Higbee. He actually hadn't. Now, there's a backup tight end.
Better. Well, he already had the kicker. So yeah, backup tight end.
All right, I'm just going to play for projections here, and let's go with Carlson. I literally don't care.
Welch just trying to win the fantasy pros.
That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to boost. Like we're going to get nixed by kickers and stuff. So if I can take someone that ranks higher, that's a little bit better. All right, last couple picks here. We had Zay Jones, Jared Goff, Dicker. Dicker the kicker. There goes Ravens. Russell Wilson going to go undraft. Rashee Rice, Sam Laporta, all undrafted.
Dicker nailed a game winner as a freshman in the Red River Shootout over
Dicker.
Oklahoma.
Hardly knew her.
Dicker the kicker.
Ravens. Koo. Final two picks, guys. Myers.
That's Koo.
And final pick. Already 7 seconds in. Thank you to Sanders. Thank you so much, Bron. There you go. That is the draft. Analyze draft. Let's see how it's going. Bogman, this should be a fun one. Looking at the projections. Oh, look who is the bottom B. Barrow. Oh, sorry, Barrow. Biggest loser. You do not collect $200. Do not pass go. Sorry, go straight to jail. You sniped us left and right, and apparently you did us a favor, and you are the worst. Let's look at how bad his, can we just for a second here, let's see how bad this team is that they're really judging. Cause I bet it's not that bad. He had Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. He had no backup quarterback. His running backs were Saquon, Damian Pierce, James Cook at flex with Charbonnet, Tajay Spears and Deuce Vaughn on the bench. Wideouts are Garrett Wilson, T Higgins, Deontay on the bench, Zay Flowers, Sky Moore, Tyler Boyd, Zay Jones and Cole Kmet at tight end. This actually, I like this team. I like this team.
Yeah. Barrow always puts together a good team, but it's usually at the expense of you or I to some point. And he definitely did it here as well. So,
all right. Kyle T finished 11th with 815. I believe those two were drafting right next to each other. Braun 10th. By the way, Barrow's the only one to be in the 700 scoring. 800 scoring goes all the way up to third or to fourth place. So there is only a... looks like 70-point difference between 11th and 4th. So that shows you, like, the parity is pretty close in there. Braun was 10th. Mummert, 9th. Allen was 8 at 855. A little bit of a jump from 9th to 8th. Famous, and at 7, this might be Chad's highest finish ever, Boggs.
It has to be.
6th place, 873. My God, let's take a look
at
what that
roster is. You're in the top half of people, Chad. Can you believe it? I can't.
Holy cow. This is cause for celebration. This has not happened for Chad's team. Chad had...
have a gummy and talk to some bats. You've earned it.
Talk to bats, make some barbecue, because you win. Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. No bench quarterback. Aaron Jones, David Montgomery as your starting running backs. Flex is a wideout, so your bench... actually, one of his flexes is Jamal Williams. Then he's got Ty Chandler. So actually, pretty bad backup running backs. But wideouts, Justin Jefferson, Amari Cooper, Christian Watson, Gabe Davis at flex with Jacoby Myers, Alan Lazard on the bench, Lazard, and those both can play flex. Tight end, he got a backup in Tyler Higbee for Kyle Pitts. Pretty solid construction. I don't like the depth at running back, of course, but with the dual flex, like Jacoby Myers and Alan, is it Lazard or Lazard? I always go, it's got to be Lazard because it's... So. But I don't think it. I think Lazard was the alien guy.
That's Bob Lazar. He didn't have a D.
But that's why I think it's Lazard. I don't know.
We'll go back, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That guy. Yeah. But he finished sixth. What do you think of that construction?
I don't like it. I like Barrow's team way more, honestly. And there's been many teams where we've seen Chad E ranked low, and I like those teams, right? This is not one when he's ranked in the middle. I think it's a little weird. It's the running backs that I don't like here. You know, I feel like you waited too long. I love Aaron Jones. Montgomery as a two is questionable. Jamal has lost a lot of steam now that Kamara is only out three games. I do still like Jamal, but they just added Darrell Williams, and Kendry Miller will come back at some point. So he's getting a little lost in the shovel. I like Ty Chandler as a fourth, but I think Aaron Jones is fine as a one, but with Montgomery as a two, I want to back him up quicker, and he did not do it. So that's kind of where I'm at on this team. I would say it's closer to a B minus.
I do think it's interesting that I do think like up to six, like the gap is pretty close, and those teams do.
He did get the advantage at Patrick with quarterback at Patrick Mahomes, maybe at Kyle Pitts, but as everybody knows, I don't trust Kyle Pitts nearly as much as everybody else does.
Coming in at number five, 100 milligram Matt. There is number five, 877, pretty close to Chad's points. Number four is Nick at 886. We'll remind everybody again, you want to check out the results. You can see the entire team rosters. We're not breaking down every single roster over on free post over on Patreon in thisleague.com. Every single draft we've done, you can see the entire board. You can see the construction, but we always break down. Sometimes we break down the top five, but it's definitely top three. And would you look at this? Scott Bogman in at number three, Bog. So let's hear your team first and then go to your insights.
All right, my squad, I've got Anthony Richardson as my starting QB with Daniel Jones on the bench, you know, vice versa, either way. My running backs are Najee Harris, Ken Walker, James Conner, AJ Dillon, and Jalen Warren. My wide receivers, I've got Jamar Chase, Michael Pittman with Marquise Brown, Cortland Sutton, and Jaden Reed on the bench. My tight end is Hawkinson, and then I have Boswell and
who cares about the defense and kicker. Miami, not even talking Dolphins about those. Defense, yeah.
Right.
Oh, this is interesting. I saw one of the teams actually, Kyle probably ranked so bad, I just noticed, because he didn't take a tight end.
I'm sure that's part of it.
So not very smart. I was just looking at that. So what do you think about that? Because I look at your team and I like your starters. I like this. I'm not the biggest Brown or as big on Pittman as you, but I like the full construction. I think you have a balanced roster. I just don't love your bench. Like, I love Sutton. I think Sutton can be a flex over AJ Dillon. So Dillon can be kind of a backup running back.
Or Marquise Brown,
Brown. So that's interchangeable. But like, I don't love the depth of what you put together, but I think your starters are like near the top.
Yeah, no, I like both sides. I feel like this is one of the better benches that I put together because of the two flex spots. Like, Dillon should probably be on my bench and Sutton should be in the starting lineup. So my backup, Dillon as the first guy up off the bench, I think is decent because I do think the Packers are going to run way more. I got my handcuff with Jalen Warren. Maybe I would have wanted one more bench running back. Normally you have six bench spots and I would have got one there. But obviously we only had the five here. My wide receivers, I wanted to back up my wide receivers quicker because I went three running backs in the first four rounds. So that's why I did high priority on bench wide receivers like Brown and Sutton. So I'm actually okay with this. They gave me a B+. I would say this is an A-. I do like the squad a lot. Richardson and Daniel Jones is a dream for me. I got a top three tight end as well. I got a bunch of RBs I like, and Jamar Chase is my number one wide receiver. So I think...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Zach Savage.
And Robert Savage's cousin didn't even like Robert's team as much. He liked your team more.
Guillerme Gianni hated my team, hated Eckler, hated Olave, hated Breece. Jamie Eisner, Mark Ringo, Chris Rabin, and Kyle Krajewski.
Mainly love my Breece team, Hall and J.K. Dobbins hate on your team for the people that hated your team.
But only one team under a C-plus hated my team. So this is another one of those where I was able to kind of find the
projections champions.
2 weeks in a row. That's right. You guys want to go check it out. Thank you very much. I'm happy to win. Again, Patreon, InThisLeague.com. You can see the free results of all the mocks that we've done. If you want to deconstruct and construct some of those, you can see what it is. But yes, I will take my belts, my ring, my championship trophy, all for being the projection champion once again. All done. Mock draft 10.0. Boggs, we have approximately two more mock drafts. Are we going to get to 12?
That sounds right. One more. Yeah. So at least one more. I think maybe we do four and five. But you know, we have 3 weeks. So yeah, two more.
Yeah, we got two more.
Two more drafts. And I mean, one of those, we're going to do a big one next week. So if you're in a deeper league and do full rosters and benches on that, we'll still skip kicker and D, but we'll make it a little bit deeper than we normally do. So a big one, and then our last one will be a normal standard.
We'll
PPR.
Do full PPR. Yeah, we'll do full PPR in the last one. This one, maybe we'll stick to half PPR, but we'll do deeper league. So you could always take a part, last chance to take a part if you're a part of the ITL Army. We'll also be announcing next week what we're doing with our one. I don't want to call it Listener League because Listener Leagues imply like what we've done in the past, the free ones. This will be an entry based one, but we'll have that finalized, posted on Patreon before we talk about it on the pod. We will also be getting into our draft forum episodes. So next week we got a mock. I believe we're going to be jumping into draft forums, which are usually a couple guests. We talk about all the latest things that are going on, draft trends, .. We'll be doing that. So make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, wherever the hell you listen. Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, everywhere. We're on those places.
Your neighbor's radio.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. You could hack them. You could do like an internet thing. You can maybe have all their devices. Good thing to do. Subscribe to our podcast on everyone's device. You know, download it two or three times. Those are really great things to
that
do.
That helps
I
us.
Highly suggest. Yeah, exactly. Other than that, that is it. You know where to find us on all the other platforms. We're on lots of places. Twitter's the best @BogmanSports @IsItTheWelsh. We'll talk to you next time right here on ITL Football. We out.